calling customer support. May I have your zip code to assist you?
49091.
Thank you. You did say 49091, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And your first and last name, please?
Donna Kranz.
And Ms. Kranz, may I have your shipping address to verify?
70857 Carls Road with a C, Sturgis, Michigan.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. I do see a canceled account for Bites Hub Meal Planner, the app, for Ms. Kranz, and it's the app that gives that helps you to carb your carbs and your to curb your carbs and sugar, and it's the app that gives you information how to plan meals. How may I assist you?
Well, it was supposed to have been canceled, but the last time I talked to my credit card company last week, it had not been taken off my account yet.
Did you ask for a refund, ma'am?
I called on the 7th of June, and I said I didn't order that. I don't want it. And she said it would be canceled, but it has not. It's still charged on my account. And they couldn't see where it had been taken off when I talked to them about my credit card statement.
Yeah, so canceled is not refunded. You have to request for a refund. Let's see here. Thank you for your patience. So, ma'am, I am able to give a 75% refund.
No. I don't understand. So I didn't order it.
Okay, ma'am. You see it. Yes, it's considered a valid charge when it comes here, but the company is able to give you at least a $54.89 amount and keep the $5 for a setup fee.
I didn't order it.
You didn't order it, ma'am?
No, I did not.
Did you tell the other agent that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah, as I repeat, ma'am, at this point it's $54.89 you get back, and the setup fee for $5 is kept because the account has been opened.
But I did not open the account. It is not mine.
What is the card that was used? We have the Visa card here. Do you have the last four?
I do. Do you have it?
I do, but it has to come from you, not me. It's 20 starts with, 30.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I did not order it. It is not mine. I don't know how it got there.
Okay. The company will give the $59.89, ma'am.
All right.
In 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Hold on 1 minute for me, please.
All right.
Just going to make sure it gets established, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your patience. 1 minute, please.
Okay.
Expiration date is expired.
Okay, I'm still in the process, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have a little bit of a system error, so I have to work out the technology.
All right.
Thank you. I'm still here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I am too.
That means we're going to get things done.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay.
So the refund is established, the $59.89.
All right.
And you have the tracking number? We have to give it to you, right?
Oh, okay. You're going to give it to me?
You're ready? It's C like Charlie? Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's 920-793-877.
Okay.
Okay. And I want to thank you for calling customer support and to have a wonderful rest of the day, ma'am.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.